Rise and Shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Chow, chicka chow, chow. Morning. Welcome to the 30th of June. Summer is here. Canada Day. Very exciting.
And the days are now getting shorter. So there's that.
Why do you have to take the wind out of our sails?
I know. If there's one guy we can count on being glass half empty, it's right over here.
Why do you have to always take the other side? God. I was feeling good. There for a while.
Well, you've got, what, one more day and then you're gone until, 2016? Is that right?
Actually, remind me. I should have mentioned this off the air, but I'll just, because if I don't mention it now, I'll forget.
Yeah, we'll just pretend no one's listening.
Before the end of today, remind me, I need to book that other week of holidays.
Right.
I got that other week.
When are you doing that? Month?
July sometime.
Another month in July?
Well, another week.
Right.
In July.
Another month in
not,
July.
No, I'm not going to take the whole month.
I need to drink more coffee. I just said another month in July.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Another week in July.
Yeah, well,
you're going to be up to, over the course of 5 weeks, you'll probably work about two?
That's the plan. Well, I don't want
to. I like it. That's good.
Yeah, I don't really.
You going to get all banged up for Stampede or what?
I will not be here for Stampede. I'm very sad about it.
Oh.
All
of it?
Most of it. I'll sneak in a little bull busting before I go.
Good.
But then, Guys gotta go back home. The old dusty trail back to the old prairie.
I was doing a little research on the Canadian border security people, trying to figure out what's going on with Mike Richards. They have anything there?
Yeah.
A portable meth lab was seized at the Sprague border in Manitoba. Do you have anything to do with that while you're...
No.
No, okay.
I'm clean living. Clean living, sir.
Although, I bet you'll be into it Thursday night at the old bull event.
What, meth?
No, the,
What the hell are you talking about?
Clean, let me have a couple beers, sit in the sun.
Listen,
on the boots.
Are we going to
not
have...
Not the meth, come on,
well,
Boomer.
You said there was a meth lab seized.
And then you said clean living, and I said, oh,
but... And you said, but I'm
it.
Sure you're going to be into it on Thursday. Yeah. Yes, I will be into the meth. If there's one guy that's a meth head, it's certainly me.
Well, I'll just remember to share it with Warner.
Are you okay? Hey, Jake, I'm going to take a minute while we let Pinder have a couple of good, nice, big swigs.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please do not adjust your set. We will rejoin your regularly scheduled program momentarily. By the way, you're looking particularly good today. Is that a new outfit? Wow, nice shirt. Thanks for your patience. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line. It's an effort to serve you.
There's no one on the line. Thank you. Are you better?
Yeah, I feel better.
All right, good. Are you taking another month in July? Holy smokes.
Interesting.
The other day, you know what I realized is a thing? Guy's getting hit in the head with a shovel on YouTube.
More than one.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. Yeah.
It's like fold-up chairs at wrestling events. This is
Love
a huge
it.
Thing.
It's like, go ahead, hit me with a shovel. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anything to do with meth labs in Manitoba?
I'm sure it was, yeah. Mike Richards fired.
Jeez. Where were you when you heard the news there?
Get
a little buzz on the phone? Did you?
No, I was drooling.
Right.
Out cold, woke up, saw that there was people tweeting about Mike Richards. And he's been terminated by the LA Kings on the basis of, air quotes, material breach.
Oh, it's the worst kind of the breach.
It really is.
Oh, material breach. No!
Material breach of the requirement of his standard player's contract. So, he ran afoul of what you just don't. You don't do that. Whatever it is he did, you don't.
Was he water skiing?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing.
I don't know if that.
I don't have a clue what's going on.
And I don't know if that, well, maybe, because I know he's from, what, Kenora, Ontario. Maybe that's his meth lab.
Yeah.
At the Sprague border.
That's what I mean. That's why I was asking.
It's convenient in some way. It's hard to judge on it right now without knowing what it is that he did.
It's very responsible to not do that. So we should go, let's just speculate.
Because if it's something like, well, you've been drinking a lot of Bud Light, we're going to have to let you go.
Don't you know Miller Lite's the original light beer in America?
Yeah, don't you know that Coors Light is the official sponsor of the LA Kings?
I had 41 Coors Lights.
Coors Lights. I don't know if it was that bad, he'd be behind bars. Or at least we'd probably... I think there's some convenience because if they were of strict moral ground and they wanted to fire people based on improper conduct, I would think perhaps Slava Voynov could have been one of those players. But instead, they stood by him and we're going to let the legal process go due course.
So. Well, and the league suspended him indefinitely. And until he's proven guilty, I understand there's a process there, and it followed Ray Rice, so the course of the league tick probably was different than it would have prior to. But we just don't know how major this is. And yes, it is a contract that they wish they bought out a year ago, and it's a huge amount of dough against the cap that they don't want anything to do with. So we'll see if this is a big Donnybrook between the NHLPA and the Kings / the league, or if this is clear-cut violation of the contract.
It is a bold move, make no mistake about it. What's curious, though, he's going to be a free agent. He is a free agent. If you want to sign him, go ahead, do it. Let's assume that tomorrow someone signs him.
Mike Richards?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Milwaukee Admirals might be able to use a centerman.
Listen, just go with me, all right?
Okay.
Team X in the National Hockey League says, you know what, Mike Richards, we still think you got some game. You're a great leader, all this sort of thing. We're going to sign you. What if during the legal process, the NHLPA is victorious and now Mike Richards has to have his contract honored by the LA Kings? You're still a king. But I've signed a contract with the... Yeah, I know, but then what happens, Ryan?
I don't know, sir, but I think whichever general manager thinks Mike Richards can help their hockey club probably needs to get his head examined. Kings gave him ample opportunity. He's been a nobody for a year and a half. They said one thing when they didn't buy him out: go get in shape. You're a part of this team. He did not get in shape.
You know this for sure?
That's what's been talked about pretty openly.
Or are you just spouting?
You know what?
I feel like you're spouting.
We heard it from people that cover the league. And I've heard it from people that play in the league that this guy does not stay in shape and that never really been a gym rat guy. And as the pace of play in the league has picked up over the last couple of years, he's been left behind. It's not like he lost his hands. It's not like his brain's different. He can't keep up. And he's also at the age where if you don't ever work out, it's going to come up and get you.
Mm.
I just don't think he can play in the league. I mean, look,
that's how I live my life.
Every opportunity. You're not an NHLer.
Oh.
For radio, you're fine.
Hmm.
Don't need to be in good
shape. So again, we sit and we wait to find out, in fact, what is going on with this story. Might be something we'll talk about with Eric Hatchick. We might, and you know what? Bit of an update from Elliot Freeman as well that we can get into. I mentioned we want to hear from Hawk and Lube. He was on the big show yesterday with Pat talking about a pair of new Calgary Flames, the new draft picks, European descent, and Hawk and Lube.
Swedes.
Yeah, knows them. Knows
Swedes.
Knows a little bit about them.
Yeah.
So we'll get his perspective on just what the Flames have got themselves into in the eyes of Hawk and Lube this morning. All that coming up. 612, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Thank you.
616 and look at the fan feedback line. Whoa! You guys wound up? Good morning from High River. Hello, High River. Can we, okay, just hang on a sec, because I gotta, if we're gonna do this, I gotta set this thing up. Can we hear how it would have sounded if it was Vince McMahon firing Mike Richards yesterday?
He's so bad.
You're fired.
That's Dean Lombardi. That's a tough guy to work for, man. You just never know when he's going to come in. But got that swagger going. Walk in, he's got the arms flapping.
All torso, no legs.
Yeah.
Fired.
You fired.
If you have questions, thoughts, fire them through.
Fired.
This guy right here.
He got fired.
Yeah.
NBC.
Fired old Donnie.
They let him go.
Yeah.
Because he's still doing that apprentice thing, right?
I don't know. I thought he was smuggling humans through his hair.
They got him.
Something crazy.
Oh,
fired. Look.
You're fired.
Did you make a Donald Trump hair joke?
He's such a duster.
You're fired.
A deplorable human.
How the hell is Pronger in the Hall of Fame? He just got traded on Saturday. He hasn't played for a long time.
2011.
Look.
It's a while ago.
Listen. Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. He's going in. Just who cares when? He's going in. He's a Hall of Famer. First ballot. Move on would be my suggestion.
Someone's not happy with your Eric Lindros chat.
Okay, well, I'll get in. I'll move my way up. What about Brandon Saad?
Not a Hall of Famer.
Anyone that lands him for a significant amount of term wins free agency, period. Well, number one, he's not a free agent, necessarily.
He's an RFA. Yeah.
He's an RFA, which means you'd have to offer sheet him, and I'm guessing Chicago would match, unless you give him $100 million a year.
Then they won't match.
Then you have to have a bunch of picks to give. So, again, if Brandon Saad were free to the purchasing public, yeah, I think he would be a hot item for sure.
Could be offer sheeted. Marcus Kruger is another guy that is an RFA as well.
We don't see offer sheets. No one offer sheets.
No,
we've had this discussion.
Occasionally.
When?
Oh, let me think.
Yeah, well, don't hurt yourself because it doesn't happen. Send some rain up north to Fort Mac. Going to be 31 again today.
I can't control the rain.
All right.
It's turned into what you want to talk about here. It's
take another vacation if you're going to complain, I'll say. Did you mean all day, stupid?
I'll say.
You sound bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm in a great mood. I feel great. Boomer, you and Lindroth both have brains made of mush. Lol. It's the Hockey Hall of Fame, not the NHL Hall of Fame. Look what he did internationally. Lindros changed the game and was one of the most dominant players in his prime. You're a joke, Boom, if you don't think he deserves to be in the Hall. I don't. I'm not a joke.
What were these international achievements that were so resounding?
I don't know.
Yeah, like he won a World Juniors just like everyone else in his age bracket when they won five in a row.
I would think, I don't know that he's got Scott Niedermeyer international, you know, credits. I would invite you to convince me what it is about his international accomplishments that would make him a Hall of Famer. And clearly I am right, because this is now the sixth time he's been passed over. It's not like I'm not sure Chris Pronger should go in. No, he should go in. Yes, absolutely. And there are some very smart people who have been trusted with the job of deciding who goes in and who doesn't. And they have all. And there's been different crews, right? They changed up the selection committee a few years ago.
Yep.
This is now the second selection committee that says, yeah, not yet.
825, Eric Tkachuk, part of that group. We'll ask him. But I think it's pretty clear cut. There was a small window where he was excellent. That does not make you a Hall of Famer. You need a career that is marked with excellence, not disappointments. Which one describes Eric Lindros the best?
Hmm. Hey, upside. Meth may take off a few pounds, Boom.
Is that right?
I don't... Well, there's probably a lot of things
It melts your face off, so that's got to lose some weight,
right? Yeah, I think there's probably a few things that are probably good for weight loss that just aren't good for your general health.
Like slicing off limbs, et cetera.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could start anywhere, right? Say the words, Boomer. Welcome to Boston, Mike. Mike Richards, Boston.
Might be the only GM that thinks he can play. Not a good week for old Don S.
A very happy good morning from Langdon. Ah, hello, Langdon.
What do we know about Langdon?
Not a lot.
Morning.
Hey, guys, good morning from Airdrie. That's a long... Can they hear us in Airdrie? That's a long ways.
Well, good luck with the commute to Calgary. What's that, a couple days? Long way away.
Pinder should be fired.
Vince?
We're going to be stuck listening to Pinter again? He's so boring.
Yeah.
Oshie and a possible goaltending upgrade are the missing pieces in Calgary.
Oshie's the missing piece?
And you'd need to, again, what does it take to get TJ Oshie? I'm happy to have the discussion if we've decided that it's Oshie that you want.
Yeah.
What's it going to take? And when you look at, all right, here's what you have to pay him. Here's what he has left in his contract. And here's what it's going to cost in terms of assets to get him. You may not like it.
2 years at four plus left. And I think when we saw him coming up as a prospect, we were thinking 30 goal guy. Hasn't done that a lot.
You're right, Boom. Lindros is a bum. Never forgave him for not putting on the Nordiques jersey. That was a bit of... kind of a bad choice.
You'd love to say Quebec City got the last laugh, but it was Colorado. That's where all that talent they gave up to... They got in giving up Lindros won the cup. It wasn't Quebec City, but the franchise that traded Lindros got the best of that deal, no question.
Good morning from Gaspereau, Nova Scotia. That's not accurate. Come on, really?
What's the area code?
403.
Yeah, sounds fake.
Unless they've taken their Alberta phone with them.
Oh, possible.
How do I know? Forget Lindros, boys. Ally Afraidy should be inducted. Now we're just getting silly.
Yeah.
Good morning from Medicine Hat, Jack. Or do you think it's Jack saying good morning from Medicine Hat?
I don't know. There's no one here named Jack. It's a wrong number, probably.
What's up, Jack? 623. We will, I've been promising this Hawk and Lube audio because I want to hear it. Hawk and Lube joined Steinberg on the big show yesterday. And of course, with the Calgary Flames, selecting some European defense.
Steinberg!
Some Swedish defense.
The Swedes.
Hawk and Lube has some intel for us. And you got to hear it. And you'll hear it when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Damn it, Steinberg!
Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
.628. John Huffnagel coming up in the next segment. Head coach, GM of the Calgary Stampeders. A narrow 24-23 win in week one over Hamilton. They'll take it. Moving on to Montreal. They'll play the Alouettes. The first time that Nick Lewis will face the Calgary Stampeders.
And Brandon Bridges might be the same, which is good news if you're a Stampeder fan.
Number yeah.
One, number two, gone. See ya. Pretty ugly week one if you're a quarterback, especially in Montreal.
They'd have better luck with Todd Bridges.
Was
actually, he's dead, right? I believe he's
Jay's
dead.
The expert on the living versus the...
Do you know who Todd Bridges was?
Singer?
He was Willis from the show Different Strokes.
What you talk about, Willis?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? He was Willis. And then he had some difficulties handling fame as a young
really?
Adult in Hollywood.
Boy, we don't see that enough.
Yeah. And is he dead? I don't, now that, is he dead? I don't think he's dead.
Should go to us.
Gary Coleman has certainly passed away.
Okay.
And they had, and who was the girl on that show? Dana Plato, also dead. Todd is not dead. Apparently, someone is being very mean on the fan feedback line, calling me R, saying I'm an R.
I have to go look what that is.
It's Willis. What? All right.
Oh, wow. All right. That's a strong one.
Hey, Boomer. Guess there are reasons why some of these clowns are not sports radio hosts and you are. Lol. Daryl. Is Daryl taking a run at me or is he got my back there?
Don't know what he's referencing, but I think he's got your back. Lol.
I think he does have my back. Thanks, Daryl. Lol. What about PA Parento for $1 million a year? No, thanks. No.
They're not short on wingers. And it's an exercise that I'm going to go through at some point here. Maybe when we get old Wilsey back next week. They got too many forwards that are NHL forwards. Too many. You don't add to that group. You subtract from that group.
And when you say NHL forwards, what's the caliber?
I mean, a guy...
Are they elite?
No, certainly not.
Are they serviceable?
But a guy that you think would have a good chance of being claimed on waivers. That caliber of player. A replacement level NHL forward. Geez, so-and-so got injured. Who's on the wire? Let's get him. They've got a lot of those guys.
And they kept a bunch of them again yesterday.
Oh, and I absolutely, as they should. But what you need to do is figure out where the extra fat is and slide that out for
is
assets.
That a shot? Are you taking it?
No, not fat, literally. I was making an analogy to
all right.
Meat.
Do you remember a player by the name of Håkan Lube?
Of course.
War number 12, played in this city.
One of my faves.
Yeah. He is apparently great friends with Steinberg.
He actually called overtime many years ago and during the 04 run, I believe, and they have been fast friends ever since.
It would not be the 04 run Kerr was doing.
So
you got to get your data straight.
Well, I'm trying to remember where it was then because
no,
it
believe
was
he called.
Out of the blue.
Yeah. It was an overtime. They met during overtime. DeForest says it was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Not 11.
That makes more sense. And
it
Steinberg's
does.
Like, this guy's saying he's Håkan Lube. I don't know, though. And then, of course, they get him on, and it's
Is
Håkan
that
Lube
what Steinberg
sure.
sounds like?
I don't know. I was just doing a different voice to let you know.
Is that what you hear when you hear Pat Steinberg talk?
He's the general manager of Färjestad of the Swedish Elite League.
And so the guy...
Apparently keeping tabs on the Flames.
So he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want to start? Rasmus Anderson or...
Sure. Chronological order.
Oliver... Now... Killington?
Shillington.
Shillington. We'll find out. But Rasmus Anderson, Swedish descent, playing in the Ontario Hockey League, second round pick of the Calgary Flames. Luber, what can you tell us?
Unbelievable talent again, a little bit lazy, a little bit unfit. But I think those are things.
Whoa,
that
now
you
is
can,
he?
Can
is he? He's talking about me
he's
right
taking
there.
Shots at the morning show.
What are you doing, Lube?
I can't show up earlier. I need my beauty sleep.
Get Lube on the phone. What time is it in Sweden? Start again, Lube.
Unbelievable talent again. A little bit lazy. A little bit unfit.
Yeah, that's definitely the morning show.
That's son of a.
Rhett Warner, he's fit.
What the hell did I ever do to Håkan Lube?
He said you're talented. Very talented. Just a little lazy and unfit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is pretty good scouting.
Rasmus right. Anderson, folks.
Unbelievable talent again. A little bit lazy. A little bit unfit. But I think those are things that you can handle and you can work with. You know, I know when he left for junior, I think he learned a lot from that already last year. Again, I think Calgary selected two potential really good players here. No question about that. But again, I said to Rasmus, you look at his height and his weight. I think you can foresee a little bit that he's not as fit maybe as he should be. At least the year past year, I would say maybe it's different from the year that he had him in North America. But again, great talent. And it's up to him how good he wants to be.
So how fat is this guy?
212, 6 foot.
Jeez. Håkan. Give the kid a break.
A little bit unfit.
A little bit lazy. A little bit unfit.
Unfit?
Hey, Langor from Huffalala, hey! He was drinking schnapps, well.
Rhett Warner, he's fit.
He's fit.
Well, what did you have to say about Shillington? I'm all worried
well,
now.
Well, just hang on.
He's just tearing a strip off.
I want to
Rasmus Anderson
get this figured out. He's from,
what did he ever do?
You know where Rasmus is from? Malmo.
Malmo.
I'm from Malmo, Sweden. Last year with the Barry Colts, 12 goals, 64 points in 67 games. And he would not be the first guy who is highly skilled to let his conditioning get off track.
Point per game defenseman in the NHL.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Took over, of course, last year. Aaron Ekblad was the leading scorer on the blue line for the Barry Colts. This past year, Rasmus Anderson. Not looking at, you know, comparables, but that's the story there. Right-handed shot, but clearly, obviously, offensive ability there. And I would think, yeah, you get, I don't know what you eat in Malmo, Sweden, but they probably don't have...
herring?
Yeah, some kind of weird fish.
Lingonberry?
Lutefisk?
Schnapps?
Then you come to Barry, it's like, Jesus. These Harvey's burgers are delicious.
Oh,
Phil Kessel was right.
Philadelphia Kessel.
They make it my way.
Two pickles.
They make a hamburger a beautiful thing. So he'll figure that out.
He was played in the top prospects game, second team All-Star in the OHL.
There you go.
Offensive defenseman.
Yes. Then from Stockholm, Sweden. At the 60th pick, the Calgary Flames can sit around no longer. They have to get on the phone. They call the Arizona Coyotes and say, listen, we'll give you a couple picks here. We need to move up. We're not telling you why, but we got to move up. All right, fine. Give us your picks. We'll do it. 60th, Oliver Killington, pronounced Shillington.
Yeah.
This is going to be a hard one to wrap your head around.
We have to make sure this doesn't Tony Lidman on us.
Yeah.
Lidman. Petrovicki.
I had talked to quite a few people when I was in Vegas, just with the draft being so close. Mm-hmm. You know, who are some of the dark horses? Who do you look for? Who's maybe going to fall? Because I know we talked about Lawson Kraus, and true to form, right? He could go in the top five, or he could fall out of the top 10 altogether, and what, he go 11th? And we watched a lot of guys kind of tumble. Look at, I mean, Merkley, where it's like, oh, is he going to be available at 15? He barely went in the first round.
Last pick in the first round, I believe.
Yeah. So, who are some guys, and basically because I knew the Flames, at least at that point, had 3 second-round picks. Who are some guys that are right now touted as first-rounders that could drop into round two? And Oliver Shillington's name came up more often than not.
Yep.
In the eyes of some, the best skater in the draft.
Elite, and if not, elite skater.
Yeah, fantastic skater, and you don't unlearn that. Once you've been blessed with that ability and you can do that, you can. That's like a raw gem that you can start to work on. So Hawk and Lube, again, very familiar with Oliver Shillington.
Great potential, great skills, very offensive-minded, lacks sometimes on D, but that's something that he can really pick up over time. So I think it was a great choice for Calgary to pick him. The good thing or the interesting thing is now, what do you do with them, you know? My opinion, being really forward here, is I wouldn't delay anything. I would sign him right away, bring him over to North America. I think that he could play in the A. I think that he could develop a lot there, because I think that what he needs is a little bit of the tough, rough going a little bit. I think that he has to grow into it, you know, using his skills at a little higher level and a little tougher level. And who knows? I think that it could go fairly quick for him to develop into a really good player. But I think he needs to get away a little bit from Sweden, because, like I said, he's been playing on, I think it's about 6 or 7 teams here in Sweden that haven't really found his home, so to speak. So that would be my advice to Calgary anyway.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I think he's played with men for the last 2 years, as well as on some junior teams. You see that in Sweden a bit, where there'll be guys playing on the under-20 team, and they'll go up for 15 games and play on the men's squad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's set, at least contractually, not obliged, but to play in the second division, the Allsvenskan, which is not the SEL, but he did play some games in the SEL last year, as he did the Allsvenskan, so he'd sort of be an up-and-down guy. But I don't know that playing on international ice is going to help this guy, and he sounded quite mature, given it's been 2 years where he's played game against men. Why wouldn't you bring him to the A?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or find a team for him to play for over here. Sure,
well,
you could do that.
Yeah, no, you've got an affiliate in the East Coast League if necessary, but I think the A would be where you'd want him to be.
Youngest player to ever score a goal in the Swedish Elite League, did it at 16.
Ooh.
So again, high hopes for Oliver Shillington, one of two defensemen taken in the second round by the Calgary Flames. Great stuff there from Hawk and Lube. The full Hawk and Lube conversation you can find on our website. We got to jump because when we come back, John Huffnagle, it is 6:40. He is prompt, and we know that phone will be ringing any moment. The head coach and GM of the Stampeders when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Today is Tuesday, which means Tee Off Tuesday coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I see you have a very special guest for Tee Off Tuesday.
Yeah, we got a young and rising golf star from the area, James Love, who is in Denver for a tournament of sorts.
Starving.
Well, Denver's are good. Are they open-faced or...
I choose
to have an open-faced Denver?
I think you can... I think it's more or less because you can have a Denver omelet.
So
you can have a Denver sandwich. Now, if you take the green onion out, is it still a Denver if it's just ham and egg? Or do you need the green onion?
I would not be an expert on this, but apparently it also can be called a Western sandwich, the Denver.
Really?
Yeah, a Western and a Denver, very similar.
Well, that's apparently. That. No, that can't. Why? Well, how?
Also known as a Western sandwich, consists of a Denver omelet.
I've never heard of this.
Toast.
A Denver's a Denver. Who are these people trying to change this?
Oh,
it's also called a Western. No, call it a Denver.
I agree.
Thank you.
It's a better name. But essentially, Denver omelet, bread on the outside. Win.
Yes.
Hot sauce, sure.
I've said this many times. I have a bucket list of things that I would like to accomplish with what little is left of my life.
Can I guess here what this is?
To have a Denver in Denver.
Yeah, I thought that was...
I want to have a Denver in Denver. The chemistry that we're showing is off the charts these days.
Well, we've worked so much lately.
Yeah, that's right. what else? I want to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field.
Yep.
I want to have a Denver in Denver.
I like your chances of that a little more than the Wrigley.
Yeah. You don't think I could ever do the take me out to the ball game?
I think you could do it. I just think it'd be easier to eat a Denver in Denver. You got to be a human of major influence in the Chicago area to sing a Cubs game.
Hmm. They've got tons of games.
There's a lot.
I mean,
81, I'm told.
I've been to a couple games at Wrigley. Both times, it was just some ham and egger, oddly enough, that was singing, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
You never heard of him?
One was a media guy. It's like, oh, here's our color voice of the, who cares? What about Boom?
And now the equipment manager of the Chicago Steel of the USHL sings, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Cheesesteak in Philly asking the fan feedback line.
Oh, yeah.
Done that.
That was last year's draft?
Yeah, that's correct. It was quite good.
Apparently, there's the rival cheese house places.
Well,
right?
Everyone has their favorite. It's like you go to New York, so what's the best pizza? Oh, well, it's Tom's, it's whatever. It's John's, it's Bill's.
But this is a big rivalry in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Cheesesteak battle.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Had the cheesesteak in Philly. Want the Denver in Denver. What else do I want? What else is on a again?
Do you want to skydive?
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
How about what do they call the hot dogs in Montreal before the game?
Oh, yeah, the toasty dogs or whatever they are.
Yeah.
I've never had those. Yeah, I want to go have the toasty dog.
At the Bell Center.
In Montreal.
That'd be a good one.
Montreal. And
Hartford.
I've had the smoked meat. I've had Montreal smoked meat. I've had Primanti Brothers in Pittsburgh.
What's that?
It's a institution in Pittsburgh. It's a sandwich place.
Okay.
I've done the pizza in New York.
Have you had deep dish in Chicago?
I have.
Ooh, takes about an hour, and you cannot eat more than a slice.
Can I say this? Just between us.
No one else.
Overrated. I didn't care for it as much as I thought. It's like, okay, this is a lot of toppings and stuff. This is okay. I prefer the New York style.
There was a point when Rob Ford was at the absolute height of his insanity that I was PVRing Jon Stewart daily because it was just, you couldn't miss it. It was unbelievable. And that happened to coincide with a rant he had against Chicago, the city, and their inferior pizza to New York. I couldn't agree more wholeheartedly. He likens it to a casserole, just baked cheese.
What about a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper? Oh, man, I would kill. I would kill to have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Now, what's again the Diablo?
Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Make it quick.
People in Chicago don't eat it. That would not stun me if deep dish Chicago pizza was really just kind of a touristy thing.
Yeah, all the fat people from the suburbs come in and eat it.
No, I am, but not suburbs. What I'm saying is tourists.
Yeah.
People fly in. It's like, oh, I need some of this Chicago deep dish. And people in Chicago are like,
I'm just in from Iowa. I need some deep dish. Overrated.
What about a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper? I would love a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
You read that text already.
I don't want to let it go.
Come on, Jay.
I would love a Diablo sandwich.
Doesn't he have like a little cuss in there?
And
as
a
well?
Dr. Pepper.
Make it quick. God damn.
Where's Huff?
Yeah, I guess that's.
If you're upset about this conversation, don't blame me. No, we're gonna get we'll get Huff on coming up in a couple minutes. After 7 o'clock, we're getting into it. Free agency tomorrow for the Calgary Flames. On many different levels, we're going to take a look at. There are not a ton of big names. You could argue there are no big names. When Antoine Vermette is the big name, hold on, right? But we'll find out, and we'll kind of discuss who's going where. Interesting to find out yesterday that maybe, just maybe, the Flames still kicking tires in Cody Franz.
Really?
Yeah.
Converting him to forward?
I'll tell you what. I have an explanation for you.
And also, I looked at one particular cross-section of free agent crop. Nobody left. Cupboard empty.
Yeah, I know which one you're going to.
Holy crow.
What about Jambalaya in New Orleans? Yes.
That'd be good.
Some Cajun.
A poor boy.
I'm down with that. What about a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper? I'd love to have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
That's right.
Yeah, Jay.
Who is that again?
Well, it's Buford T. Justice.
Oh, no.
Just label it Diablo sandwich. Buford T. Justice. Can you do me a favor, Jay? I need the My Hat Fell Off Daddy. I think you did play that one for us one time. It does need to be cleaned up a little bit.
If your bucket list includes mostly food, then you don't have much time left to complete your list.
Well, I said that. In what little time I have left, I feel like I got some things I got to get to.
Is a burger at the Hitching Post on the... Because you've already done that.
I've already done that. That's already... it should be on other people's.
Garlic fries in Seattle?
It's too much. You know what? It's too much.
Really?
It's too much garlic.
Gonna have to go ahead and disagree with you on that.
That's
one.
All right. And I'm... when it comes to stuff like that, I'm not going to judge or fence people in. But in Seattle, when you go to a Mariners game, their big thing there is garlic fries. And the one end of the ballpark where they sell them just absolutely.
Reeks.
Now, I love garlic.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in your pickles, you put them in whenever the ground beef, whatever you're cooking, garlic. it's all garlic. It's too much.
There's a reason that the major garlic fries stations in Seattle away from the very highly priced seats.
Well, yeah.
Because it knocks out a couple sections around it.
Buffalo wings in Buffalo? Yeah, I could get down with that. I would get down with that.
Rex Ryan got down with that. Didn't they do that at his opening press conference? Welcome to Buffalo.
My head blew off, Daddy.
I hope your damn head was in it.
My hat flew off, Daddy.
My hat flew off, Daddy.
I hope your damn head was in it.
Buford T. Justice.
Buford T. Justice. That's right, Pinder. From the text Jeez. Line. Go ahead and write this show off, boys. Nothing but Smokey and the Bandit quotes for the next 3 hours.
I hope your damn head was in it.
Yeah. So yeah, free agency, who's going where, what's going to happen, qualifying offers made, we'll discuss that, I suppose, as well. Flames, really no surprise. They had an abundance of players to qualify, and they did mostly. The only people who were left on the outside looking in, as far as guys that needed to be qualified, Sina Akalatse.
No surprise.
Yeah, it's not stunning. He was signed last year. He's an AHL player. Guy for the farm. Ben Hanowski was let go. He, of course, one of the assets, if you will, from the Jerome Iginla trade.
Watch out, you're throwing that word around. Careful now.
Well, I still think back to that night. And boy, you feel for Feaster. Gets a deal done. And I don't know that the Boston one would have been a ton better. I mean, Matt Barkowski has played. I don't know where Kolchev would
it's funny
be within the Flames system.
And he still talked about as this prospecty kind of guy. And it's like, well, tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
When's he going to be a player, not a prospect? But yeah, they really liked him more than the Boston or the Pittsburgh package.
Mm-hmm. Either way, Hanowski comes in the trade. You knew. It's like, okay, they've traded him to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Oh, what? Blockbuster? For a first-round pick? Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
We knew that.
Ben Hanowski.
Who?
Hmm? Eh? And Kenny Agostino. Hmm. Not sure.
And they were.
I like to think, you know, this is kind of what we do. Hockey, being in depth, knowing lists. I don't know either of those guys.
They both were playing in college at the time as well.
Yeah. The one.
This guy here is dead.
He's not. Jeez. He's not dead.
Nowski, St. Cloud State. Agostino, the other. I believe he was Ivy League.
Yale? Was he Yale?
Maybe.
John Ramage, a fourth round pick in 2010.
Wisconsin.
It's 2015. That was in 2010. John Ramage, at the time, okay, I can understand this. Pretty good in the like you say, in the NCAA. One of the leaders on his team. It never materialized for Ramage. Good kid. And I know that yesterday when asked about it, Brad Treliving said, hey, love the guy, love everything about him. But with so many, all of a sudden, players that are defense, you add Kenny Morrison, you brought in Nakladol.
Yeah.
You've got
Culkin and Kulak,
Culkin, Seeloff, Wotherspoon. Now, maybe none of those guys ever play in the National Hockey League. But in terms of your prospect depth, that's what you have to work with. And you have to make some tough decisions sometimes. And I don't know that it was that tough of a decision, but John Ramage let go, and now he'll have to find some work somewhere else.
He'll find a contract, whether it's an AHL only versus an NHL one will be interesting to see. He did come up and play that finale in Winnipeg, the last game of the regular season. Reviews are actually pretty all right, all things considered. It wasn't a great game. There was a lot of nobodies in terms of both teams fielding what looked like exhibition season rosters. And he was a late bloomer the whole way. After his junior year, talking with people around the team, it didn't sound like he was going to get signed. And then after a fourth year at Wisconsin, played really well, they signed him. And it was sort of the same story in pro hockey. The first few years, he didn't look ready. Last year was his best by quite a stretch, playing 57 games with Adirondack. Gets up, plays one in the NHL. You probably beat the odds when you're drafted 103rd overall just to play a single game in the NHL in a weird way. So not like it was a bad pick.
Yeah,
he might play for somebody else. He's been a late bloomer the whole way through. He's 24 now.
Qualifying offers were extended to Lance Boma, Dougie Hamilton, Drew Shore, The Wolf, Josh Juris, Michael Ferland, Bryce Van Brabant, Kenny Agostino, Paul Byron, Max Reinhardt, Billy Arnold, and Turner Elson. So maybe Turner Elson? That was a guy that on his own accord was brought up by Brad Treliving in a conversation that he had with the boys in the afternoon, said he really liked the way that this guy was playing. He's a former Red Deer Rebel. They just signed him coming out of his junior career, and he's been pretty good for them. Of course, Arnold, a draft pick. We know plenty about him. Wondered about Reinhardt.
Yeah, I thought this might have been the end for Max. Not because he doesn't have a lot of tools in the old skill set there, but because sometimes there's just fatigue between a prospect and an organization, and it's change of scenery time. And I thought that might have been this offseason, but hey, he's put up some points the last couple of years in the A.
Paul Byron wondered there as well where they were at with him. Now they've qualified him. They need to sign him.
Yeah.
A lot of this is just protecting assets.
Absolutely.
In many ways.
And for Byron, I mean, if you are so deep that he gets pushed onto your AHL roster, great. That's awesome news for the organization. If you've got 14 forwards better than Paul Byron, that's just outstanding for speaking to the depth, because we've seen him play all over the roster. And for all the breakaway misses, to create breakaways means you're doing a lot right. Right?
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys just to get 20 breakaways a season. Now, it's nice when you score on them, but he was creating chances. That is the basis of scoring, creating chances.
I sure don't know how I feel about him. I'm sure he's a nice kid. It has nothing to do with him personally, but, and the only reason I say it is because, you know, a guy like Darren Haynes, we have him on the show all the time, loves Paul Byron. I a lot of people you read on Twitter and that, oh, get Paul Byron signed. I love Paul Byron. I don't really know that I understand the love affair. He's okay.
He's an energy player.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's not what I think of when I think energy.
Well, he's a weird one because he's not huge, but he runs into everything. He's full speed all the time. And he's actually quite responsible defensively, but that's not a real sexy thing that you can go look up a column for a number with. You know what I mean? Like,
but shouldn't you be able to find hundreds of those guys?
Yeah, but
that skate fast and bang bodies and are okay defensively?
All I'm saying is he's an asset that could play in the NHL or could be on your top line in the AHL if you're deep. He's an asset worth protecting.
And I know it's easy pickings, but it would be one of those things to me. It's like, okay, well, he's a little undersized, but you know, he skates well. He's getting chances and all this, but he's deadly in the shootout. Do you know what I mean? And it's easy to rip on him for that. But if he was a guy that, yeah, but when you get to a shootout, he's money. He's actually the opposite. He is maybe in a shootout, he would be better when he doesn't have to outrun somebody. I don't know. Either way, he was qualified. We'll talk more about it. Interesting in there, Dougie Hamilton. Yeah, you had to qualify him. Still got to sign him.
Don't lose that asset.
We'll talk about all that coming up. 7 o'clock. Have a McFlurry with Theo Fleury.
Yeah, I'm good.
I maybe have done that. How do you know? 701, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.